The country's biggest chicken processor says it's going to stop using antibiotics in its birds. Tyson Foods says the move will make it the world's leading producer of chicken raised without the drug. With me to talk about this is John Glisson. He's vice president of research for the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. And John, how significant is it that Tyson Foods has said it'll stop using antibiotics in its chickens?
Well, I don't know that the Tyson announcement by itself is significant, but it is part of an ongoing string of announcements that have been going for some time now. So what has brought this about? Some of it is consumer-driven. That might be the small part of it. But a lot of it is, you know, there's been concern about antibiotic resistance and how that could be linked to use in antibiotics in animals. And the FDA has restricted the use of some antibiotics that are used in food animals. It's what we call animals that are produced for food. But this has really gone beyond that, and it's really been driven by what we'll call NGOs that think that no antibiotics should be used in animals, and they've put a lot of pressure on restaurant chains, grocery chains, to stop buying chicken or any kind of meat from animals that have been treated with antibiotics.
What does it mean for a company, in this case Tyson, to not be giving its chickens antibiotics? And what changes, what challenges do they have to overcome? I would imagine giving antibiotics, there's an advantage to a company like Tyson to do that. So what do they have to do differently without this?
Yeah, and it is a big deal. It is a big challenge, and a lot of decisions have to be made. They're not even going to be able to use the antibiotics that are used only in animals. And we really need those for production. It's really difficult to just completely stop using antibiotics in any kind of animal. You can just imagine for yourself if we just said we're no longer going to use antibiotics in children. You can imagine there'd be some downstream problems. Companies that have declared they're no longer going to use antibiotics, they're still going to have ill flocks, and they still have to treat those flocks. So once they treat those flocks, then they have to have a market for that product, which is going to be different than their no-antibiotic-ever product. So it really creates two market streams.
You talked about consumer choice a little earlier, and you know, clearly, if you go to a place like Whole Foods, you're going to get organic chicken. There certainly seems to be a market for that. So if a company like Tyson is going to pull back on using antibiotics, does that allow it to charge more for its product?
Well, they won't have any choice, you know, because they're going to have a premium cost in the product. It's just more expensive to produce.
Is Tyson a big enough player to encourage other companies to go ahead and do this as well, those that haven't done it yet?
Tyson is a huge player. They're the biggest. But I don't think the pressure comes from companies like Tyson. They're responding to their market. And so their customers, which are the big grocery chains and restaurant chains, that's what they want. And so Tyson is responding to that. Their competitors are also feeling the same pressure from their customers. So other companies have already gone antibiotic-free as well, like Purdue, which is a very big company, and a number of smaller companies have. And they're doing that in order to meet the demand of their customer base.
Does a company doing away with something like antibiotics give it more cachet? I mean, is there a PR and marketing effect of this as well, that Tyson will now be able to say, hey, look, we are antibiotic free, you know, we're healthier for you, perhaps, you know, come buy our chicken, even if it might be a little more expensive?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it allows companies to market to that segment of the consumer profile that wants those products. Absolutely.
John Glisson is vice president of research for the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. John, thanks a lot for your time.
Okay. Thanks.